A last-ditch effort at resolving Zimbabwe's political crisis seemed doomed to failure today after President Robert Mugabe announced he would form a government without the opposition, and the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change leader Morgan Tsvangirai said he had lost confidence in the process. South Africa's President Thabo Mbeki has been conducting shuttle diplomacy between the two sides, flying frequently through his country's neighbor to meet with negotiators from both sides in efforts to break the deadlock. A retired correspondent for BBC's Africa Bureau and current spokesman for the London-based Zimbabwe Vigil Group, Dennis Benton, told us the larger regional effort to reach an agreement has failed because of a lack of political will.
Unfortunately, the Southern African development community have shown unwillingness to put the necessary pressure to effect change in Zimbabwe. What they should have done after the disputed elections is to observe the spirit of their own electoral observers who said that the elections in Zimbabwe had not been free and fair and that there had been violence to ensure that Mugabe retained control. They should not have recognized Mugabe as president. In fact, the leader of Botswana, Khama, refused to attend the last SADC meeting. He says that Mugabe is illegitimate, does not recognize him as the president of Zimbabwe. The late president of Zambia, who was buried yesterday, took the same line. Unfortunately, he died at a crucial time when he could have, in fact, helped to persuade other SADC members not to accept Mugabe. There's little hope that that now that SADC have accepted Mugabe as legitimately elected,